producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. When I say now, does that get people to listen to me now?
Not or as good as hey,
hear
you,
this.
But, you know.
You know, free money works really well.
Free money,
hey,
okay.
Listen.
In this hour of the program, you may get some free money.
Right.
How's that? That's good. You can listen to Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden. Guaranteed to get prompt attention. We will give somebody some money this hour. Why are we going to do that? Because we want you to listen carefully to what we have to say.
We're desperate.
Yeah.
Duh.
It's Thanksgiving week on Good Day, and as a result of that, Walter Sabo is going to join us. Walter is involved behind the scenes in the production of this program, and he, as a radio professional for many years, has run some pretty good radio stations. And at Thanksgiving, there's always a challenge. What can we do to give away something cool, mostly a turkey or something related to maybe green beans? Didn't I give away green beans or pumpkin seeds or something one Thanksgiving?
You gave away pumpkin seeds?
No, you gave away couches one year.
Give away the makings of a green bean casserole. That's what you should
Right.
do.
Really? Okay. This is going to get your attention. I have in front of me a post from my friend's Facebook page, and I've looked into it, and it is something that I am amazed isn't a law already on the books in most states in this country. The state of Illinois is now discussing in its inner sanctum a law that will make it a crime to leave your pet in extreme cold. I don't know whether Kenny finds it hard to post stuff. Meredith sends something to him, or she's looking around on Facebook for something. But and I'm not going to give you her name so you find it. But I'll try to post it on my Facebook page. A picture of a dog outside, basically frozen, still alive, but you see the crystals of snow and ice around his face. And so the reason for this new legislation, making it illegal to leave a pet outside, who would do that? And I'm back to this business about, we were talking earlier, if you want to listen to it, it's hour five in the archives. This is a story about the rhino in the zoo who died, and then thinking about how unnatural it is to have animals caged up like this. And I don't mean, you know, in terms of people say, well, you've got cows in a pasture, they're caged up. No, they have free range. They can wander wherever they want to over a 100-acre plot of land. That's not being caged. Being caged is being put into a pen, in the case of the rhino, in this concrete barricaded wall. In the case of a dog, you put a dog outside in a dog house or in a dog in some kind of a cage, and you can see by looking at the dogs that they are in pain. They're suffering. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would anybody? There's another posting here of someone who got 20 years in jail for, I believe, running dog fights, that kind of stuff. I believe these things are appropriate. I think it's time we paid more attention to and had more respect for these animals that we bring along as companions, as friends, protectors sometimes, but whatever we ask them to do, they do. So why would you be, what sort of human being? We are supposed to be above them, or we claim that we are above them on the food chain, but look at what we do to them. I don't get it. I don't buy it. I don't like it. So anyway, those of you who live in Illinois, and maybe this is, I'd like to know, I'd like to make a little quick, somehow the research project out of this, Richie, find out how many states have laws that make it a crime. But then the other thing, the law is there, okay, but why would you even need the law if anybody's got any common sense or has self-respect? Remember my respect for the dog. Self. What kind of a person are you if you'd leave the animal out there in the weather that happens in this, certainly in the northern climes of our country, every winter? So the lawmakers in Illinois have passed the bill this week. And there goes with it jail time and fines. I think that's appropriate. So if you want to comment on that, help yourself, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. In a moment, consultant Walter Sabo tells us a story that's reminiscent. Those of us who have been in radio, Roberta and I fit into this category for a long time, have been involved with some really silly Thanksgiving promotions. And Sabo is going to tell us one of them, but I'm sure it will emit memories. Some of you may have participated in some of these as youngsters growing up, or maybe even as adults you try to win a turkey for the local radio station. But you never know what's going on behind the scenes. So we'll give you one of those stories inside radio next here on Good Day.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Baby, if you've ever wondered, whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKR.
All right, so how many of you remember the television program that was a favorite for years, WKRP? People used to
love it
because when it was on the air as popular, I was working afternoons at WCKY. I didn't get the call, it was right myself. WCKY in Cincinnati. And so we had a lot of fun with the things that were on that show, including one of the most famous Thanksgiving bits ever. If you haven't heard this, just stop if you're driving even. Don't pay attention to anybody. Put your cell phone down. Don't do any texting.
Stop the car.
Just listen to this.
Clap.
Cincinnati WKRP.
What exactly did you have in mind, Mr. Carlson?
What do you suppose he's up to?
And I think I hear something now. Something just came out of the... Perhaps a skydiver. No parachutes yet. Oh, my God, they're talking! Turkeys are hitting the ground like stacks of wet cement.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Brad.
I thought it would work.
It's pretty strange after that. I really don't know how to describe it. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Remember that? Oh, I didn't do that. Well, there have been radio stations. Walter Sabo is my consultant. Walter has been around the radio world for about as long as I've been around. Have we ever decided whether I'm older than you or you're older than me? Have we figured that out yet?
I'm much older than you.
Good for you. Congratulations, Walter, and you've made it. So anyway,
much older than you.
Yeah. How many different Turkey Day promotions? You've run radio stations in the biggest city in America. You've run radio networks. So you've come across a lot of these promotions. Was the one you're going to tell us about the wackiest, or were there others?
Well, there were many others. Every radio station has a Thanksgiving Day promotion, but the wackiest one ever took place at an FM radio station in New York City. And the radio station was located in the very busiest part of Midtown Manhattan. Which
this is the station you were running at the time, right?
The radio station I worked at in the promotion department. It was like one of my first jobs.
Oh, really? So you were a kid. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was a kid, and I learned a lot. I mean, I learned a lot from this experience.
And the experience was?
The experience was this. This radio station decided to give away 100 turkeys. Mm. And I went to a salesman, and I said, you have to make a barter deal. You have to make a trade deal for 100 turkeys that we can give away. And I didn't realize how literal some salespeople can be.
Mm. So, welcome to the world of radio, pal.
Yeah, that was the first.
Roberta and I laughing, knowing some of the people you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was the first thing I learned. A couple weeks later, a receptionist calls me and says, there's a trucker here with a package for you. I go to the reception. There's a trucker. He says, I have your turkeys downstairs. I said, well, bring them up. He says, no, I can't. They're frozen turkeys. I said, what? He says, no, I have 100 frozen turkeys in my truck. I said, well, why don't you load them into the loading dock on the back of the big office building in Manhattan and bring them up here? He said, I can't leave the truck. Union rules.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, it's a week before Thanksgiving. It's 20 degrees in Manhattan. It's the busiest street in Manhattan. It's 40th Street, a block from Times Square.
Oh, and, I know exactly what station this is. I worked there.
It was WOR's FM. WOR-FM.
1440 Broadway.
Exactly. So I go downstairs, and I see there's the truck blocking traffic. And I look at the porter for the building, the guy who runs the freight elevator, and I said, could you take these turkeys into the building? He said, I can't leave the building.
Union rules.
Union rules.
Oh, my God.
So,
you can smell Larry.
I love the union.
So sheepishly and with great fear, I go to the program director, and I said, there are 100 frozen turkeys. We have to get them into the building. The trucker can't bring them in because he can't leave the truck.
By the way, for those of you, this is only for like three of us. The program director was Al Brady Law, just plain Al on the radio, but he's somebody that I work for, Bob worked for, and has since passed away. But anyway, go ahead. He was a guy, yeah. Go ahead.
Finish this. He was a great program.
He was. Yeah.
So he looks at me, and he said, which salesman did it? And so he said, I'll take care of that later. The morning man of a New York City radio station was still there. So the three of us, the morning man, the program director, and myself, we go down to the street and we form the human chain from the truck to the carts in the loading dock of the building. And we take 100 turkeys onto the carts, into the loading dock, go up the freight elevator. Well, now we have another problem. We have 100 frozen turkeys in a heated office building. Miraculously, a gift from God, that day, the overpriced general manager, I heard you talking about that before, the overpriced general manager had bought a new sofa. And we had a sofa box, a giant sofa box sitting there waiting to be thrown out. Also in the bottom of the building was a restaurant. We go down to the bottom of the building. We say, do you have dry ice? So we start paying the restaurant for their dry ice. We bring it upstairs. We put it into the sofa box. Then we put the turkeys into the sofa box and we wrap it up. And then we have the joy of calling 100 contest winners to tell them that they had to come into Midtown Manhattan at Thanksgiving time to pick up their $13 turkey. Now, the radio station, like any radio station, had a 50-mile signal. So there were people coming in from Pennsylvania to Manhattan to pick up their $13 turkey.
It cost them more to go there.
Yeah.
But to me, the most shocking fact was we had 100 frozen turkeys. People had to drive in, spending more on gas than the turkey was worth. Every single contest winner
Of course they did. Anything free.
Yeah, something free.
Anything free. My God, what a great... All of us who've been on radio for a long time, we have something we can relate to with that. And maybe some of you who've won some of these prizes over the years on radio stations can identify with it as well. Walter Sabo telling us a good Thanksgiving drop story, if you will. 21 after the hour. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day program. And you
your chance. Turkey said, yeah, I love my dressing. Cinnamon and cranberry sauce to dance. Turkey gotta gobble, gotta gobble, gotta gobble, gotta gobble turkey on a holiday.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Songs in order here on Good Day. This is one of Richie's favorites from ZZ Top. I thank you. And as I have said on many occasions this week, last week, this month, this year, gratitude is the most important way for you to find happiness. So look today around you at all the things that you have in your life to be thankful for and see if that doesn't set your day on a better course than worrying about all of the things that are blowing up around people beside you. All right, not beside, not
you know
next
what I'm
to
thankful
you.
For?
What are you?
The original version of this song.
That's Sam and Dave. Who is this?
Sam and Dave.
It is Sam and Dave.
Very good.
I think I had a cover for it. I didn't realize. I didn't remember that it was theirs originally.
It is, yeah.
All right. So thank you. I thank you. This is Thanksgiving time. It's not trite for you to sit and think about it. I should do this every day with all of you. Roberta, what are you most thankful for today, and how will your thinking about it make your day better?
Oh, let's say I'm most thankful for that I have a nice warm sweater to wear this morning and nice warm socks because it is cold here in Louisiana, and I'm really happy I have these warmer clothes with me.
Okay.
It's easy to please.
It's easy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy. I mean, yeah, be grateful for the small things in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Jennifer, what are you most grateful for at this moment that will make your day happier and better?
A coffee.
Coffee.
No, I'm actually thankful that I'm going to get to see my grandparents in a couple days.
Okay. All right. And not have to be with us for a couple days.
The sleep is a side perk.
Yes, there it is.
Benefit.
Yep. All right, Richie, what can you say you're thankful for at this very moment that will make your day better?
I'm thankful that I'm not going to have to be at the Walmart in Arkansas where you're most likely in this country to get beat up on Black Friday sale.
I'm just loving the lift today.
Oh, my heavens. Yeah, well, we got a lot of those lifts around. Well, I ask you because I will tell you I'm thankful for a lot of things. And I look at that picture of that dog I was talking about a few minutes ago in the frozen tundra of wherever and think about how important it is for us to love our pets because they love us. We need to love them in the same...
Yeah, man, my little pugs are the funniest way little they things. Oh, they're hysterical.
Yep, right. All right, let's see. So there's the thank you. Here are, let's see, a couple of more songs. Don Henley, My Thanksgiving.
Too long we've been living.
For some reason, I don't know why.
Yeah, we've played it a couple of times, but
yeah.
But you know, how old is this song? Don Henley doesn't really come to mind.
No. All right, so we got Henley. Let us move to it's Dido. Is it
Dido?
This one
I love
makes
this
it.
Song.
That's a good song. This time of year, any time of year, actually. Just thank you. How easy it is. With some people, I find some in my circle understand thank you. Some people find it easy to say I'm thankful or just thank you for whatever is being done. Some people find it hard to say I'm sorry. But to say those words and others that communicate that you really do care about your relationships with people that are in your life. Thank you for doing whatever. It is never, and there's nothing small about saying that. Again, it's not trite, it's not overdone any more than if somebody says something that they're sorry for, I just say I'm sorry. I'm much better at it now than I used to be. I'm okay at saying thank you, but I've never been much good at saying I'm sorry. So think about it. Make yourself, put yourself into the right mood. It's up to you to put yourself where your head is. 28 after on your day.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 5151 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5151.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis, Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIV H3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy and potency studies.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sharing. All right, in a moment, we're going to share. We're sort of steeped in this Thanksgiving thing, which is a good thing. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Bob Kay is here. He's going to tell us he's another one of these radio guys, these old radio guys with a story. Jennifer Horn, she's been around old radio guys.
Do I know old radio guys? Radio.
I refer to myself and her father. We have radio war stories because we've both been in it since we could talk practically. Rich McFadden of the controls in our studio in Washington. First, however, some food for thought. This is going to, perhaps, I don't know why 2 and 2 hasn't made 4 before, but for all those of you who get really excited about electric cars, wow, we're going to save the planet, we're going to get rid of fossil fuels, nothing coming out of the tailpipe. Do you know how most of the electricity is generated in our world today?
Coal.
Coal is how most electricity is generated. So here we have all these people dying to buy electric cars and go to the charging stations and get them all charged up, and the old exhaust-spewing vehicles that I like to drive, my car, my truck, my tractor, all that. I can't quite imagine an electric tractor yet, but I'm sure somebody's going to come up with one. Anyway, so we have our government and other governments around the world giving generous tax incentives to the people who are making and buying electric cars, which is swell. Now,
here's the dirty little secret.
The dirty secret is that in most nations where this is being touted, including this country, we have, you know, there are windmills here and there, and there's solar energy and that kind of stuff. But electricity around the world, more than any other way of generating it, It uses coal-fired. There are even some new coal-fired power plants in Europe. They're building them all over the place. So they supply the power for the electric car. I just find this astoundingly simple for someone to figure out. I don't know. I didn't think about it before. But now there's a survey around the world of you know, the people who are trying. I'm not trying to rain on your parade. If you think driving an electric car is cool, I'm sure there's some benefit to it. But don't think that you are, you know, with that sort of, there's a smirk that comes on
there
the people
is,
who are arrogant,
right?
Well, when it comes to these sorts of things and say, I'm driving an electric car, I'm saving the planet. What about you, boobadooba? They haven't even thought that the power to run the car comes from from a coal-fired electric plant.
The dilemma is that all these countries are trying to meet these new standards.
The car standards.
Right.
But there are no standards for the emission that comes out of that coal.
Not the car standards. Just the general air standards.
Right. Yep.
And this is throwing a wrench in their trick bag.
Uh-huh.
This is the thing that's like, let me see, we want to meet these new standards, but these electric cars that we're making for cleaner air is making us burn more coal to make more electricity, and we're not going to be able to meet the standards.
Uh-huh.
So it bit them in their own backside.
Yeah. And I'm not laughing because I'm happy. I just love irony.
I do, too. Okay, so I got a new one for you.
Okay.
Okay, so you know how everybody, like the environmentalists, are all about wind power, wind power, wind power?
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. Look, don't get me wrong. I think it's smart. We should be using what we can.
Yeah.
But here's what you say back to them. Why do you hate the birds? And they'll say, what? You'll say, why do you want to kill birds? Because those windmills kill a ton, like thousands of birds.
I was just in Palm Springs, and we rode through those wind.
The Interstate 10.
They're birds, right?
There are thousands of these windmills as you ride along,
Interstate 10.
From
Palm Springs up to L.A.
Look at how big the blades on those things are.
Oh, my God, they're huge.
And you've got to think, stupid does a bird have to be to fly into one of those things?
Well, guess what?
Apparently, it happens a lot.
They're not winning awards for their intelligence.
Not to one-up you, but here's my favorite one. The solar panel farms, where they put these out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Apparently,
there's one on Interstate. There's one that is so, I don't know if any of you have seen it, driving from Las Vegas out to Arizona. If you take Route 95, you take 93 and then you go 95. When you're going down the hill, it's miles. It's like 25 miles away. But on a sunny day, as soon as you take that road and you start heading down, it's before you get to
the light blinding you in the eyes.
Oh my God! It is so powerful. You can see it for an airplane. Can see it. You can see it for hundreds of miles around.
Well, what do you think happens? How much heat do you think that all those mirrors put out?
Oh my
God! Enough to burn the bodies of some birds.
Enough to make birds explode
when they fly over it.
They spontaneously combust.
Yeah.
Because it is. I mean, it's like. I don't know.
It's not that it's all bad, but it's not all good either. It's not. There are always consequences for these sorts of things. So and I'm sort of getting at the arrogance of the smarmy people. I'm driving a Prius, or I'm driving a Volt, or I'm not driving one of those nasty Volkswagens that have the dirty engines in them. Not me. I'm driving a car that saves the planet. Meanwhile, look at the coal that's being burned. Not that they haven't cleaned it up, because you can.
They
can clean up the coal. You can clean. The coal that's being burned now is burned much more completely than it used to be. But still, it's coal. And it's dirty.
Here in Washington, D.C., and I've told you about this before, all of the lobbyists pay for commercials on the local radio stations so that the congressmen and senators riding around in their cars hear. That's their way to get into the congressman's ears. They buy a commercial on the radio station.
Right.
And one of the big ones running right now is from all of the oil companies saying that biodiesel fuels and biofuels are bad.
Nice.
It's starving people. Children are starving because
they're taking corn for their biofuels.
And then at the end, it's like, this month brought to you by the Oil Federation of America. You know, you're just like, okay. Right.
They're using corn and ethanol because it saves a lot of different things, but it doesn't use as much pure gasoline. Most of them, if you look at the content on most of the gas pumps, there's 85% gasoline, 15% ethanol, or something like that. You could run a car almost completely on ethanol. But does it take away from
You'd have to retune it a little bit.
Yeah. So. Well, what it does, this is way off of where we were going, but what I'll tell you about ethanol gasoline, if you have a small power equipment, you have a chainsaw, or you have a weed whacker, or something with a small single-cylinder engine in it, most of the time those things, they won't tell you this when you buy them, they will, unless you put a lubrication in that gasoline, the piston will wear out in 100 hours. It'll just burn out because the ethanol doesn't have enough lubrication in it. These are engines that are oil-gas mix, and so you put oil to the mix that is supposed to be in there, but you need to put a little bit more in. They will run, but the circumstances are that they won't run as well, and those little engines will blow up, and you have no recourse because it would never be cost effective. You can buy those things for $185 in most of the big box stores or in the hardware store, and it costs you twice that to rebuild the engine. So just throw them away, go buy another one. It's good for their business, but it's not good if you don't know what the ramifications are of having that piece of equipment. So anyway, that's another bit of information you probably will not hear from anybody else. I saw something. One of you sent me something from Bill Bennett. Do you remember?
Oh, that was the they're going to kill Donald Trump story.
Right. All right. So I don't want to do that today. I was just thinking, would Bill Bennett be talking about gasoline?
There are people out there that believe that the right-wing establishment would no sooner let Donald Trump become president than Doug.
Than John Kennedy.
And Kennedy. And they would knock him off before he would get the nomination or become president.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about that? So that means that before they knock off Trump, they have to knock off Bill Bennett.
Right, because he shakes up the whole establishment, lobbyists,
everything.
He does.
Shakes up everything, yeah. All right, speaking of shaking things up, my pal Bob Kay, with whom I have been friends since our first job at WBZ in 1968, and who is now closely associated with the assemblage and running of this program, has a story from one of his radio station contests that we will tell on the air, because these are just... We've all done them, and they're just really great stories. Next here on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product. Clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis, Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIV H3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy and potency studies are in progress.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Vera Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the nine-day lifestyle event and energy that is Vera Jackson. Coming soon to West World of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BaraJackson.com. That's BaraJackson.com. We'll see you there.
46 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have Bob K. Bob's also known as Marvin. We have the, yes, I know, the old duck story of Marvin and Dudley, which will not be told.
No, don't go into that.
No, we're not going to. But we are going to go into your working at WoWo Radio, WO, in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So what happened in, was this the first Thanksgiving you spent there?
I don't know if it was the first year I was there or not, but it was the same time when Walt Fabo and Al Law were schlepping those turkeys up the elevator in New York.
Yes.
I was working at this station in Fort Wayne, Indiana, WOWO, which had a monster signal. You could hear it in 16 states.
Great signal.
And 30 states at night.
Yep.
And so it was just a fun radio station to work at in, you know, kind of the middle of nowhere, Fort Wayne, Indiana. But it was great. Anyway, the salesman came into the PD's office, whose name was Al Mitchell. And he said, I got this sales deal, but it's contingent on giving away some canned hams.
Canned ham?
200 canned hams.
Ugh.
200 canned hams. And we thought, oh, God, what a terrible thing to give away. So we put
the farm belt. It should be a farm fresh product to give away in the farm belt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who would want a canned ham in Fort Wayne, Indiana? Because that's what they raised was pork.
Yeah.
So anyway, we put our heads together and a guy by the name of Listo Fisher, who was public affairs director, and the all-night guy, Calvin Baby Richards, and I went around the city, drove around the city. And there used to be these things in public places called pay telephones.
Mm. And, I remember those.
Yeah, and they would ring. Okay, you could call them, and they would actually ring.
Mm.
So we collected telephone numbers from those pay phones. And we had, you know, just payphone numbers from all over the city. So our deal was we had to give these away between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So what we did was we would go on the air and we would call up one of those payphones live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I can remember Cal Ridge. I can hear some of those calls. Go ahead.
Okay,
keep going.
So here's the deal. People had to get to the phone and say, ho, ho, whoa, whoa.
Right.
And if they picked up the phone, we thought, well, nobody would do this. Come on. Every single time, I swear, we had a winner. We did it every hour. And so one day I went out with the PD and to one of the malls, and we had actually watched when a guy called at the payphone, and people flocked. They ran to this payphone to answer it, and at one of the malls they actually got in a fight over who was going to answer the payphone to win this stupid canned ham.
Uh-huh.
People will do the silliest things.
Ho, ho, whoa, whoa.
Ho, ho, whoa, whoa.
Ho, ho, whoa, whoa.
Oh, and they continued it for years after it, after both Al and I were gone. And they may even still be doing it. I don't know.
Who is the program director there?
At the time?
Yeah.
A guy by the name of Al Mitchell.
Oh, God,
who
yes.
Later on went on to WIND in Chicago and KDKA in
Pittsburgh. Yeah. One of the great rock. Yeah. All right. Well, there are legions of stories like that that many of us who have been around the radio world for a while have participated in. And there isn't the fun now. I see that Steve Harvey, however, is giving away some turkeys. And I was was reading between the lines as to how he's doing. He's somebody that I have great regard for, great respect for. I think he's a very good broadcaster. He does a morning radio program on mostly black stations. stations around the country, and he's come up with some way of giving away a whole bunch of turkeys. But it's a sort of the personal touch. I'm sure you'll find a lot of these things around from your local station and from some of the national sources. What it does is bring out the best of us, hopefully. Not people fighting over the phone to get to the phone so they can answer it, but what's fun? What makes you think about either what's going on or has gone on that makes you smile and laugh? So that was a good story. A couple of good stories like that for this hour of Good Day. 51 after the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. It seems all of our technologists, all three of them, have gotten the Thanksgiving get out of town
bug.
Before. Yeah, let's get
they got the bird bug.
Let's get out of here before everything becomes impossible. So Stebbins not around, and Kim's not around, and Richard's not. All right, so I'm perfectly capable.
We can do this.
Yeah, of course we can do this. Are you kidding? Wow. There's an interesting smartphone messaging app that's being used by Cubans, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. First, though, as we embrace the holiday season, it's upon us, time for giving. But for those who are the bad guys, the cyber criminals, it is the season of taking. Data breach instances have increased 23% in this past year. New survey finds many Americans are worried about what the future holds for technology and security. Brian Osich with more for you to think about here on Good Day.
A new survey from University of Phoenix finds only half of adults in the U.S. trust the retail industry with their personal data. University of Phoenix's Dr. Kirsten E. Hoyt says there are some things you can do to protect yourself while shopping online this holiday season.
Choose quality passwords with letters, numbers, and characters and change them often. This makes it harder for fraudsters to access your accounts. Be especially careful of emails with attachments and links. Sometimes those contain viruses or malware that give cybercriminals access to your accounts. Also, when you're using any credit card online, look for the lock in your browser. That padlock indicates you're in a secure connection.
While the reliance on the internet continues to grow, Dr. Hoyt says we need to prepare a pipeline of professionals equipped to preserve online integrity.
At University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology, we are working to accomplish this by offering a number of cybersecurity certificate programs that can be taken as standalone or en route to an IT degree.
For more, go to phoenix.edu/technology. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. Smartphones and messaging apps have become vital to the Cubans who are leaving their island, but still, maybe they didn't get the memo. We now have relations with Cuba, but apparently you can't get here from there yet. So a lot of migrants are taking a journey through Central America and then up the whatever the road is that they take in Mexico to cross the border, 3,400 miles. They're using devices and messaging apps so that they can connect with the right people.
And
they can call the right road.
So that they know how to get here.
Say what?
I'd imagine they're using Waze so they know how to get here.
You know? Waze?
Yeah, the highway map.
Oh, I never used that. How about that?
That's a good one. You should.
Right. All right. So I don't understand why they just don't wait a little bit and just come here legally. But apparently a lot of Cubans are coming through and across the Mexican border, porous and wonderful as it is. Also, as we get into the big retail time of the year, retailers are trying to figure out how they can follow Amazon's lead. Amazon is offering same-day delivery to a number of its customers. A lot of merchants who are trying to do the same sort of thing. The competitors, Macy's, for example, is trying to figure out how to do this, but they found the logistics and cost difficult. So how has Amazon done that? Is it just they have deep pockets, or they have people that are smarter and more technologically astute than are the others? And I don't know the answer to that question. Is that their... Can you say
both?
Is it really?
Okay, so
that makes sense, doesn't it?
There's some smart people at Amazon.
Yeah, well, under the circumstances. Here's something to think about as we get into the holiday season. I saw a study of 1,000 people, the average age of 33, showing that Facebook was ruining their lives. 88% of those not on Facebook said they were happy, compared to the 81% on Facebook. 12% of the people who didn't use Facebook described themselves as dissatisfied versus 20% for Facebook users. So 12% of people in general are dissatisfied with life, but according to this survey, Facebook users were 55% more likely to be stressed than those who don't go on
Facebook. Well, think about what's on Facebook, though. People eating delicious meals, people showing how wonderfully perfect their cute kids are. I mean, it makes you feel bad about yourself. Beautiful trips, you're like, what do I have?
I don't feel bad about myself.
You look around at Facebook, everybody's posting the best days of their lives. You're going, wait a second.
Really? Is that what goes on Facebook?
Yeah.
I have to go there right now and check it out. I see if I can have the best day of my life by looking at Facebook. I thought the best day of my life came from going to Doug Steffen.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.